And the once the Derech Klal in and Olive one's Tefillah. So the in the ideal world, so the text of the davening is what guides our mahalach and guides our the emotions of the davening. So that's in the ideal situation. An ideal a person is able to do that. So most of the so let's say take Rosh Hashanah for example. So Rosh Hashanah the mood moves from a very very sobering mood like in a Asana Tokef, right? There is one person who put Asana Tokef to a very jumpy, positive, upbeat mood, and don't know how that happened. But the Mederach Klal, Asana Tokef is obviously a very sobering mood. And the very, very end of Asana Tokef, when we're Mamlech the Rabbon Shalom, or some of the piyutim that speak about the way Kadosh Baruch Hu treasures the expressions of malchus of human beings, as opposed to the in greater fashion, then he appreciates the hamlocha malachim, so that is an upbeat fashion. So the Rosh Hashanah davening, Yom Kippur sometimes also, Yom Kippur also, Marikoyin. So it does move us through very, very sobering and heartfelt and painful parts and very, very upbeat and uplifting parts. And the mood of the davening should reflect that. So lechora, that's the ideal way to daven. So slichos lechora, it would seem to me, are primarily a davening of great sobriety and plaintive and humbling. But bismaneinu anu, so not everybody has the ability to concentrate or to be inspired by that. So that's the ideal. A person can be inspired and moved, and their ruchnius grows accordingly. So then, it takes the direction from the texts. But so, bismaneinu anu, not everybody is able to do that, and many people, their ruchnius does not thrive through encounters their bonshim that are humbling and full of pachad and moira. So that's why there are approaches, bismaneinu anu, that says, look, a person's ruchnius is not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. It's not going to grow in ruchnius if the encounter with the Rosh Hashanah is full of pachad and moira. So that's them. So therefore, for a person who finds himself in that situation, so my understanding is that instead of letting the text of the davening guide the way that a person will daven, so the encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam guides it. That's my understanding of the of a lot of Chassidus, is that the text doesn't guide; it's the event, the encounter, which guides. So an encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam can be full of pachad. An encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam can be full of great simcha, spiritual uplift. I mean, the ruchnius can grow either way, but there are manhigim who understand that bismaneinu anu, So many people's ruchnis will not grow through an encounter that's full of Moira and Pacha. So that's the different Malchim. In terms of Lachora, it would seem to me that a person should first, and Manhigim should first advocate the Mahalach which is dependent on the text. So that's what the Anshig Nesla had in mind. And then if a person sees that if he's not becoming closer to the Ribbono Shalom in that way, so then it makes sense to try an approach which is less driven by the text and more driven by a specific goal. In other words, Lechaira, a person should try to have their ruchnis entirely and their encounter with their Ribbono Shel Olam entirely shaped by the drachen that Anshig Nesagol gave us. So that's several years ago, so Rav Moshe Weinberger spoke in the yeshiva and advocated very much a much more simchadic approach during the Yom Neiram. And some of the older Rosh Yeshiva then, this goes back a number of years, were very taken aback. So Ezra Dover is what does one advocate as the Derech HaMelech, and what when does an advocate as a fix, as a backup, as a plan B, so to speak. So that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes, and is it fair to present the plan B? So some Manhigim will say that we're a door for plan B, right? Bor A, Doris Hershonim, the Doris Achrayim. So what do you do with the Bor A? So everything is tied to the sugya. What do you do? Is the Bor A saying, this is what we got to work with? So why do we try to go for the Doris Hershonim? You know? Or do you say no? That first, Bor A means, let's figure out, one of the, I think the Ben Yehoyada, that Bor A means, doesn't mean that there was a total collapse, that there was nobody left in Derech HaRishonim. No, Bor A means that there are individuals who are still in Derech HaRishonim. Figure it out. Take a look. See what it is. Right? And then, and here's what we'll discuss today, we have Mamek and the Sugya. So, what Rabbi Barbara Chana was saying, B'Shem Yehuda Ba'iloi, is that's Tzorachiyah. What was he exactly saying? Was he saying, okay, so let's go with the Deres Achorinim and make it the best possible, or do we still go for the goal of the Deres Rishonim? So that's Achorinim. That's the machlokes in amongst the Manhigei Yisrael. Good. Let's see if we can finish the sugya so we can go back there. So the Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Rav Yechanan Mishum Rav Yehuda Bar Miloi Bo Yirei Shaloi Ke Deres Havishenim and Deres Acharonim Deres Havishenim Achnisen Pei Risei and Derech Traksimain Kidei Lachayivan B'maisa. Okay, so you saw that there are many opinions as what Derech Traksman is, but the Iker is that in all of these approaches we are discussing Kedei Lechaivan V'Maiser. Lo Yitzur would be learning Maiseris now, so then we would be Mamek in the different opinions of what Traksman is. But the Kuda that we're focusing on is whatever Derech Traksman is, whether it's through the front door, whether it's a Derech HaKovosh, whether it's the primary way of getting into the house, whether a traksman is a certain the focused on the door itself, but the point is kedei lachayim and b'maisa that I will be chayim lahafrish trumis and maisers on this fruit. Deres acharaydim machnis and perisayin derech gagoyis derech atzeres derech afifois. They bring the fruit in all sorts of unusual fashions. And the point is, kedei lepatron Lepoitra mina maiser. So he will not be chayiv and maiser. Then Rabbi Yane and Atelum is chayiv and maiser. And she yirah penei abayis. She nemar uveyarti akoinish min abayis. Rabbi Yechon and Amar afilu chotzer keivas. She nemar va'ochlu b'shervecho v'saveyu. So we're learning a din that when the crops are brought into the home in an unusual fashion, so then the chiyuv is then they're not chayiv in trumas and maaseres. So Rashi explains to us, and Tosfos points us out as well. This is crucial in the Kuna understanding the sugya. So Rashi explains. Ein atevel meschayv in meisem in a Torah, avol lechilas keva osir lechol min rabbanon. Right? In other words, that if I bring in the fruit in an unusual way, so then I still cannot have a meal. I can snack from it, but can't have a meal. All right. So lechora, what's the pashas of sugya saying? I mean, the dervis every shoinim, when they brought the fruit in, they brought it in a way that they became chayiv in giving trumas and night. They could not touch this fruit. But more important, they were being machayiv themselves, but then they rise in trumas and maaseres. And the alternative was to bring it in a way where they were not chayiv in trumas and maaseres, right? But, and if they wanted to snack, mutter to snack on it, but when they sat down to have a meal, and certainly if they were going to use it on Shabbos, so then they became chayiv and trumas and maisa, or you could say it became osir for them to eat without being mafreshus and maisas. So lechayra dayris of rishonim, they said that on mitzvah lahafresh trumas and maisas. So let's chap this mitzvah, make sure we are chayiv in it. And the dayris achrayim. So what did they gain? They gained that they're able to snack without giving trumas and maisas. Right? What did they lose? They lose the mitzvah. That's if they snack through everything, they will lose the mitzvah. Right?
We're assuming they're going to eventually do it.
So let's figure that. Let's go a little bit deeper. So now there's another Gemara earlier in the Masechta Daf Lamed Aleph. But in fact, maybe we'll even look at the Yerushalmi for a minute, because Yerushalmi gives us the background. I'm sorry, just hard to see. Yerushalmi gives us the background of this Gemara. Rabbi Ula Bar Yishmael b'shem Rav Lezer, hayu machnisen es ha-kalkolo la'achuri ha-gagos. That there were, sounds like the Tandorim from Eretz Yisrael. So they would bring their te'enim in baskets, and they would bring it in through the back door. Derech la'achuri agagis, right? The te'enim, very often the Gemara says that te'enim, the Gemara in Be'ah says that if they wanted to dry the te'enim, to make them dried figs, then they would dry them up on the roof, and then they would bring them in from the, in this case, Ra Oison Rav Yehuda Bei Rav Eloi. So you really saw them doing this. Omar Lehen Ru'u Ma Beinechem LeRishayim. In other words, the Yerushalmi tells us this story of our the Bavli was an actual event. Right, maybe later on it became a shmooze, maybe it became a drosh, and maybe he took it on the circuit, and it became one of his musr shmooze. But it began because he actually saw it happening. So, Ru'u ma beinechem l'rishaynim. He said, look at the Yeridus Adaris. Rabbi Yekiva yulei keyach shloisha minin befruta b'shvil asim yikol min umin. Rabbi Akiva was makbid to bring in the smallest amount that became chayim. And he was machayim himself to bring in kol, min, v'min. So he would be able to give maisers, halacha l'maisah. Halacha l'maisa, you go to some of the fruit stores, and they're bringing fruits from Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes they come in with trumas and maisers given already. But sometimes we have the opportunity to give trumas and maisers. So most people, they say, they get scared. They get scared of correctly. They have a pachad. They can end up having Israeli fruit in their house, and maybe they'll make a mistake. But lachor is for a carrot. Lachor, one has the opportunity to give trumas and maisers min rabbanon. So they should grab the opportunity. Once you learn how to do it, take the find the booklet, figure it out, and then grab the opportunity to be mafish trumas and maisers. So Rabbi Akiva grabbed the opportunity. Roy, son of Yehuda bar Eloi, Ruma beinechem, and Vatem, and you machnisin es al kol kol achuri agagos. So you would bring. So the Gemara over there is discussing exactly achuri agagos and chatzeres. But the Gemara is bringing this as a raya that Achuri Agaga is in fact the pater. So we learned another Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Here there's a whole different context. Here the Gemara says, Ein Oimdim Lehispalel. This happens to be an important sugya for Joseph asked before. Lemi Tech Atzvos. Let me take atzlus, let me take schoik. Let me take, right? V'loi mi teich devarim b'teilem, ela mi teich simcha shul mitzvah. Okay. Mitzvah, we'll come back to discuss that once. But here, the Gemara then goes on to say, l'yamid odem l'tfila, ela mi teich halacha pesuka. So why can't I find it? Yeah. Ela mitach devar halacha. Let me take din. Let me take devar halacha. Let me take halacha psuk. When a person starts davening, so if he's in the middle of a din Torah, so it's going to be very hard for him to switch gears, and he's hearing tainus backwards and forwards. He's hands on a katzais and a sivus. He's going to pass. It's very hard to compartmentalize. And if he's in the middle of a halacha, of a sugya, very hard to shut down. But, mitech halacha psuki. He learned asif in Shulchan Aruch, asif in Kitzer. So halacha psuka, halacha with this, no discussion, no debate, the lumdus. So that's how you have to choose those halachas in order to see when you start davening, it's easy to compartmentalize. No, the Gemara says, hechi dami. The Gemara says, first gives a sugya from Hilchas Nida, that but then the Gemara says, "Roma kiyod v'rishaya, damer v'rishaya, mar v'emaldam al tvosim machnisa v'moitz shela kidei shevemte echelus v'turim and amaiser." He says, "Halacha, you want to be putter from turim and maiseres, bring it in v'moitz shela, bring the wheat in." Before you've cracked off the outer part of the wheat, before you've taken off the chaff, before you've taken off the bran, and kedeisha they behemta yachelas, and you bring it, your animal can eat, potem and avice. Right. Now it's a very interesting lashon marim, but the marim says you can cheat, right? You can do an end run. Rashi explains barachov over here, very important Rashi for us. So Rashi explains. Koidim she yezare osa, before you winnow it, before you take off the chaff. Shame is chayim and maisim in a terah elevies, many advice, umishin dimrach vikri. Rashi brings both sugis together. There are two machayim. We learned yesterday, there are two things that are kaiveya, that make the trumas and maisos, that create the Iser Tevel min ha-Torah, that create the chima freshes maisos min ha-Torah. There are two things, vias b'nei abayis, in the mech v'kri. And Rashi explains us over here, where does miruach come from? Because the Torah says dagon. And Rashi says over here, machleg v'sheni says that you should know that without miruach, riyas p'nei abayis is not keveya. It requires miruach and riyas p'nei abayis. So this gives mamash the whole sugya. And what's the sugya? The chsid, the gabbe, truma, yisem, maizu, ksiv, dogon. Reish is the Gancha. The Torah calls it Dagon. Dagon, the Torah says, means wheat that's been piled up, wheat that's been stored. V'hu amiruach. So Dagon means that the Torah didn't simply say Tavua or Tirosh v'yitzer, but Dagon. Dagon means that you've completed all the Melachish and Besonah. V'hu amiruach. Miruach means that you have your Dagon, all your wheat, stored in a brought into your storage place, your silo, and it's in your chovis, it's in your container, and you smooth out the top in order to be able to put the lid on. Oh, now it's finished. Now it's ready to either go to Shivuk if you're going to take it to the store, or to bring into your house if you're going to, if it has to be ground and further processed. But what gets done in the field is done. All right? In other words, the grinding to make it into flour, so that doesn't get done in the field. So the melacha shebesoda leficha kishem machnisa lebayis kaidem miruach lehukva lemaisim in haTorah. So now we learn a sugya, right? And we have everything is organized. There is a chiyuv of trumas and maisos. When does something become chayv and trumas and maisos? When does it become a chiyuv of din of tevel? When is it osur to eat min haTorah without being mafshir and maisos? So the first Mishnah in Mesechtas Maisos tells you what kind of fruit. It tells you what kind of fruit is shayach min harais and min harbonon, and then has to be kam la'oinas haMaisos. It has to be in the field to a certain amount. It has to have a certain amount of ripeness. But once you've identified the fruit, which is chayiv, there are two processes. Process number one is digon, and the other is re'iyas p'nei abayis, right? How do we know that? Digoncha, and be'arti ekleish p'nei abayis. Oh, we have a machlekes, whether it's davke p'nei abayis, or whether it's chotzer, but it means the two parts. One is nigma melachti shebesoda, and the other is nichnas labayas in the right way. Okay? And this Rashi says one without the other won't. And therefore I have two Gemaras. There are two ways that a person who wants to be potter from giving trumas and maaseres, there are two ways he can do it. He can either make sure that his wheat has not been nigmar malachli besod, that digun hasn't happened, and then you can bring it into your house for the front door. Or digun has happened, then you bring it on the back door. So the sugya in Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis is talking about that was the din where people, the Doris Achrayim, they figured we're going to finish the Mirach Besod and we'll bring it in by the back door. But the sugya on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph is telling us the other exception. Reishes digun chumim Mirach leficha kishem achnisa labayis kedim Mirach lehuk v'lamayis min haTorah. But we all have to know the same point that Rashi makes on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Rashi made the same point on Lamed Hey on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and that is that when you're going to have a kviyas, you're going to sit down to eat a meal and mechayev. Elamai, why was Lamed Aleph different than Lamed Hey Amud Beis? Because Lamed Aleph Rabbi Yishai was, I'll tell you how to get to the goalpost. If you feed it to your animal, you'll never be chayav trumas and maisos, because that will always be seen as derech haroi. Can be trumas and maisos of dogon. Reishis digoncha. Vlam miruach leficha kishem machnisu lebayis koyne miruach. Lo yuhukva lemaisa min haTorah. That's the phrase that keeps on coming up, to be koyveya, to make it chayav and trumas and maisos. V'rabbonun da'os rechil eskva bedover shalit digma malachtoi. And if a person takes the dogon before it becomes dogon, it's still b'moitzshala. If a person has a barbecue in the field outside, and they take the equivalent of corn stalks, they take wheat stalks, and they put it on the grill, and they now have charred wheat, right? They have the original form of bisli, right? And they put some spices on it, right? And people chew on it. So now you're eating it b'derach keva, having a whole party, a Labor Day event. So you're eating b'derach keva, but it's like digmar malachtoi. So that is only nisid rabbanim. Avol achilas arvoy le'osru. But if you have b'moitz shalah, And Aroi, Chazal didn't say that Aser. And Machal Behema, Aroyu. So the Chazal only Asered and Achilas Keva. Alright? So now let's learn. I didn't put this on the Marma Koimos. Let's learn a Rambam Perush Mishnayos Hilchas. No, that's the Rambam. No. Trumos, right. Perush Mishnayos, the Rambam again explains to us Kedarkei HaKodesh B'lashon Yazov Klalu Vatzleinu Ein Etel Mitzchayv Ma'aseh Min HaTorah Ad Shir Pnei Avayis Shenemar V'Yartei Kedesh Min Avayis V'Chol HaPeiros HaNechol Mitzvodeh Oy Begina, and anything you eat in the field Einon Chayovin V'Maisros V'Nei Sheyachilas Aroi V'Oyd Klal. And I'll give you another rule. Shabbos kivas l'maiser. Any meal you have in Shabbos is considered to be davar kavua. V'yoser lechom in atev alachil achilas rabbi Shabbos. Any food on Shabbos has such chashivos. Even a snack on Shabbos, so chashuv, is considered to be an achila kavua. L'fish emishen nichtas on Shabbos nasa kol mi'utad umuchan la'achila. Because the way that the Torah wants us to understand is that when Shabbos comes in, all food in the world, I guess owned by Jews, is Shabbistic food. Shari Omer Hashem v'karvasul Shabbos oineg. So since everything is a candidate for the mitzvah oineg Shabbos, everything picks up in chashivus, and it all becomes kovua. Ulefichah kol ma sheyesh le'hareitz emuchin lechol v'lishleis menu v'Shabbos. That's why food does not become muktzah on Shabbos. V'yisbor kol zemzach l'maisrus. So it sounds like from the Rambam, that Shabbos would even, that Shabbos kevas lamaser. Why? Because mishenichnesa Shabbos nasa kol mu'utad umuchan la'achila. So the Rambam seems to be instructing us that the chiyuv of hafrashas, trumos, and maisros is when something is established that this is going to be eaten by human beings. We eat b'derech kavua. So that goes through two processes. One process is that it is prepared the way the grains are normally prepared. You don't bring them in the cob, and they don't bring them in full of bran and different parts of, like, before whole wheat became fashionable. And the second is you bring it in the way you bring in food. When you come back from shop or in a bath market, you bring in the front door, you don't climb through the window. So that's what makes this kavua, and Shabbos has the impact of making all food kavua. Sounds like even if it isn't brought in the best possible way, even not prepared. So Shabbos kivas lamaisros. Why is it kivas lamaisros? Because now it becomes mu'utad lechov v'lishtais. So V'chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Derech Amuna says, how did the Rambam come to this conclusion that the why did the Rambam define? We have two halachas over here. One is b'nei abayis, and the other is that it has to be dogon. There's two gzeres hakosim. So he's interesting. Reb Chaim Kineski says was mechaven to the same idea that the Rambam said many years ago. The Rambam explained, and Reb Chaim writes it in his Derech Hamuna. The Rambam explained, I heard this originally, first time I heard this word was from Rabbi Ginsberg. Rabbi Anderson Ginsberg used to be a Rosh Shiva at Yeshiva. Those who live in Muncie may know who he is. He left Yeshiva many years ago. Probably in the early 80s when I left Yeshiva. He was a big masman. He was also a PhD, I think, in math. And he would teach math in the afternoon. He'd say shir. He'd give a second year shir in the morning and math in the afternoon. And one of the things that people who had him as a math professor remember, he was able to solve two equations on the board, two math problems simultaneously on the board. He would write with two different hands on the board, and it would have two different algebraic equations, and he would solve them at the same time. Obviously, a great mind. Anyway, so he was a Talmud of the Rav, then he was able to get a position in Muncie where he didn't have to teach in the afternoon, so he was able to learn all day. And I think he opened up a base of measures in his home, in his own home. So I read that he once wrote this idea up, and I heard later on from Rav Shechter as well. That how did the Rambam understand that, how did the Rambam take a din deraisa of Dagon and a din deraisa of Re'ias Pnei Abayis and say all of this is to explain to us what's Kaveil Amaiser? So the Rambam explained, Rechaim Kineski explains, that there's a din, that when Chazal made a din, Chazal Mechadish a din, right? The Mechadish a din, that Achilas Keva is chayiv to is also to eat achilas kva. Right? In other words, before Chazal came with their din, that there's an iser achilas kva even when it's not kovu alam isers. Right? The din they raisa is I have a mitzvah afrasha, and there's a din of tevel, and it's an iser achila without afrasha. When is kovu alam iser? What's kovu alam iser? Re'ias Pnei Abayis and Nigmar Malach Levasada. Two halachas. Alright? How do we come to this? Because the Aflamid Aleph Amid Aleph tells us that if you don't satisfy the Tanai of Nigmar Malach Levasada, you're Potter. And Lamid Hayamid Beis tells us if you don't satisfy the requirement of Re'ias Pnei Abayis of Knisos in the normal way, so then you're potter. Right? So that's where we get the whole story. You put it together. Rambam spells it out in Perush Mishnayos. How then Chazal or Machanish Adin, that if you eat b'derech keva, you sit and have a meal. You have a meal in the fields. You have a picnic. What do you call it? A tailgate. You have a tailgate party in the field. Right? And then you sit around and you have a barbecue. So then Yechayiv, bin Rabbanan. Can't be chayiv, their Isaac hasn't had a reason for any bias. Can't be chayiv, their rice is not Tzilbam Vaitshuva. Bin Rabbanan, if you sit and have a. So how did Chazal make up a whole new din? Achilas Kavaz Chayiv. Well, Chazal can't make up a new din. There's a rule that Chazal and Mesakin Dinim always ke'ein din their Isa. Every din de Rabbanan has to be styled after. Chazal can expand in them, can be more machmir, but they cannot make up new concepts. So Chazal, whatever Chazal give us a din, there has to be based on a concept, on a model that the Torah gave us already. So the Rav said, Chaim Kineski said, that's what the Rav was pointing out to us. If Chazal made a din that a nachilas kva is machai, that means they understood that the Torah defined the achilas kva as nigmar malachli besode, riyas pnei abayis. That if a person is going to have a su'uda for their families, they're going to have a su'uda chashuva for people, then they're going to make sure that all the fruit is finished, has been, that the malacha has been finished properly in the field, and it's going to, they're not going to bring it in through the backyard and through the ceiling and through the they're going to bring it in normally the way you bring in food. When you have a caterer, when he comes and he delivers your food for Shabbos, you're having an event, you don't tell him, meet me on the roof, right? It's not going to be the front door. So Chazal understood that the Torah was saying it's an achilas kava that's chad. The Torah defined an achilas kava as nigma malachim v'soda, and that's dogon, and rias p'nei abayis, derech, derech hatzeres, whatever it is. So then Chazal expanded the idea and said, but if you're going to have a kava based on the way you think, not the way the Torah defined it, and achilas kava because you invited 20 people to have a tailgate by the achilas kava, and achilas kava because you're going to take, you're going to sit in the chotzer or sit in the gag. So and the Rambam is saying, and Shabbos, so there is no such thing as achilas eroi in Shabbos. A little bit of a chiddush to explain that. But because you're being Mekai Monik Shabbos, says I think what the Rambam is saying is that there's no such thing as snacking on Shabbos, because whenever you snack on Shabbos, you make into a mitzvah on Shabbos. There are precious Jews who throughout the meal they'll stop and before the eating they'll say L'chvoyt Shabbos Kodesh, L'chvoyt Shabbos Kodesh. What are they doing? So they are reminding themselves that they're being Mekayim the mitzvah on Shabbos. The Rebbe used to explain that the din of Kiddush Mokim Suda is in order to establish that everything you're eating is L'chvoyt Shabbos, any Shabbos, to make the Echila different. So that's the Hora number one we're making. The Hora number one is that the Rebbe pointed out many years ago, and Sarah Chaim Kineski pointed out, that the Geder HaDin, two disparate dinim, Yiriyas Pnei Abayis and Nigma Malacha, but it all comes together because the Torah is saying that an achilas kiva is what you're chayiv when you're having an important meal, a meal that you've thought about and intended to have. That's what the Torah is chayiv trumas and maisers. How did the Rambam figure this out? Because there's a din the Rabbanon, which is mechadish, a new concept. It couldn't be. There's nothing new concept by the Rabbanon. It must be that Chazal are pointing out to us, this is what the Torah, how the Torah defines kva. Now, if we decide to define to have a kvius social in our own minds, okay, then you become chayv mida rabbanon, not mida raisa. Okay, so now once we say that, so now the Vilna Gaon points out, you can look it up in the Koivetz, the Vilna Gaon points out that there is a difference between the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph and the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hey. Rabbi Shai says, Marim Adam, a person can end up not being mafresh trumas and maisras by giving it to the behemoth. The Rabbi Loi was saying is that the Doris HaRishonim, they chalash to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's not, at the end of the day, they're going to be mafresh and maisras. It could be here and there, they'll snack. But they're going to end up giving, they're not going to end up snacking through everything, all the food they bring in. They're going to end up being mafresh. But the Doris HaRishonim were machaya themselves, and they were mafresh to mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah to say deraisa. The Doris HaRishonim were what we got to eat, and it's osir for us if we don't eat, if we're giving trumas and maisers. So we'll give trumas and maisers to be mati the food, so that we can eat. It's a different attitude. One was an attitude embracing Rabbi Akiva, was as reasons to the mitzvah, and the other was, okay, if we don't do the mitzvah, then we can't eat. So that the Grob points out, what Rabbi Loi is pointing out is not the same thing as what Rabbi Shai was pointing out. Okay? Good. For Govaita, good. Question?
Yeah.
reason, right? Was that? Oh yeah, Gevaldik. Okay, good. So we did. So now, what's the next thing we got to learn? So now let's look at the Meiri in our sugya. Even before that, Gemara Menaches of Samach Zayin. Again, I didn't put this in the Mar Makomos. I apologize. Yeah. Samach Zayin, Gemara, hold on. The Gemara at the very top says, yeah. Truma Nami. The Gemara is discussing situations where a person would not become chai. For example, he bakes, or she bakes a cake and doesn't use the amount of flour that's going to be chai in Pumas and Maisis. So Truma Nabji Efsha the Ovid Lel, right? The first line is Efsha the Ovid Lepochis Mechamesh Ravom Kemach Void. A person can end up never giving challah. Why? By always baking doughs that are less than this year. Truma Nami. Efsha the Ovid Gravishaya. The Rabbi Shaya, Marim Odomitz Altuvasu Machnisa Bemoit Shalah. This brings both of our sugyas together. Not like the Vilna Gaon's vort. You see, look at the Vilna Gaon. He sees, he points out tzorach in his own vort. But the Gemara Menachi says that he brings it all together. The whole, everything we said until now, both sugyas, both tandoim, both machayivim, and a person can end up being potter. But then the Gemara says, "Hosam befrehesya zila be milsa, hacha mitzino le zila be milsa." Says the Gemara, "No, no, no, no. There's a big difference between the baker who bakes pochis mikashir and the homeowner who brings in his tvuah b'moitz shalah, or brings in the tvuah derech gagos. The baker is in the privacy of your own kitchen, so no one knows whether you used how much flour. No one knows that you bake 5 pounds of challah, or you bake the challah for Shabbos. So, hacha b'tzina loizila b'milsa. But when you bring in b'moitz shalah, so everybody l'chorva sees, you know, you bring in delivery from the field, so they're going to see that you're bringing in all this wheat. They're going to say, they're going to, when it comes to the day, recyclable days, they're going to see all this chaff in front of your house. They're going to see all the bran. They're going to say, I know what this guy was doing. This guy doesn't give trumas and maaseres. When they start seeing people lowering the bags of dates through the, what do you call, the skylights. It's like, no, this guy is trying to figure it away. Of not being, they see the guy bringing the ladders and climbing up a ladder to get to his roof in order to be able to bring. So that's Zila B'Milsa. So that sounds like the Gemara over here is criticizing that this is a, what's the criticism? Hosam b'moitz v'derach gagos v'esher d'il milsa sheyoyimu peloini marim l'mifta mimayser hilchavilu al yedei oivet kechav b'tzina. So therefore he might have goyim do it, but again the Gemara apparently saying of Mimor is criticizing somebody who would do something that patters themselves up, right? Hilchach le'ovid al yedei, that again the Gemara is saying that it was an example of a person who davka was marmi yidei goy. So the Gemara says he was only marmi yidei goy if it was done b'farhesia. So the Gemara would conclude that it is usur to try to patter oneself from a chiyuv. They rise. Kvara manu meir in our sugya. In other words, the question in our sugya is that it sounds like from the sugya lemon alpha and alpha, you're getting a pass. Marim Adam Alot. You look at the Rambam says, Marim Adam. The Rambam paskins the din in Mutar lahar malatzvu lachnisa b'moitz kedei shetiv hem teyechel shuvin ha'maiser. V'zara ma'ad ma'ad na'achar sheyechnes l'beis ha'yipotu lo'ayla b'na shuvin ha'maisers. She'ein ha'maschal gmar kol. So you finish up the Rambam, it sounds like you're getting a pass on it. Mutar. Gemara in Menachah is not so posh. Gemara in Menachah says you'd have to be careful that it doesn't become public. Because you're cheapening Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Kfar Amarnu. In fact, but the Gemara in Menachah did not seem to say that there is a requirement to be machayim yourself to give Truma and Maisers. Gemara says you have to be careful not to cheapen the covenant of the mitzvah. Kvar amarnu, says the Meir in our sugya, Netevel nikva l'maiser, aval bishen nimrach ad shikonis l'beis derech ha-pesach, mikol mokim, tzorvich sheteida, shekemoy shebais keveh kachachot sekevas, shemishit nichtas l'chotze derech ha-shar v'yechlen zin, v'nikri derech teraksiman, hukul l'maiser, aval bishen nikva derech ele she'en kol ha-chatzeres shavais, those are the mishnayis, different kinds of chatzeres, mishtam, not mishtamer, v'chein tzorach sheteida, says the Meiri, she'osar laharim ulachnisei deragagis v'karfifois, k'de lipoter maisel, there should be arnu, v'achnosa v'moit shelo. Says the Meiri, it's not mutter. Our Gemara is saying that they did it. And when isn't going to be chayiv and trumas and maaseres, but Miri said, but it l'chor, it's also l'chor the Miri saying that was the din of the Gemara Menachis. Says there's a Miri. Look at what I wrote in Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph. Venoshum, sorry. Well, Enochem Teyevs when a Torah Meiser, Ashita Teosa Dogon. All right, and he explains it. Vuchulom Lamadu Minha Mikrois, and then he says Beati Kadmina Bayis. And then he says, "Umutim in atar af laodam afil vaf mechilas kva elish hachachamim gozru shalalechom mimenu odam mechilas kva elachilas eroi veoser laharim b'chach but zoloim rishiyasa kein bekavona sheyochel mimenu eroi b'loy meiser avol leinyan achilas veima shekol achilas hachashuv eroi hol ve'ein din meiser leveima min atayra." I feel a bit too much in Israel. Nikol Adam, El Shikol, should they nipus la Meiser, Asura, Ap Mehima, Mem Negez, El Shevet. I mean, the Nisar Achilles, El Rey Adam. Miri says, to feed and to do our Rama, so your animal will eat, that's okay. Why? Because we don't find in Chumash that the Torah was Machayev animal feed. Torah is machayim human feed, right? That's what digun is. Digun means it's digmar malachti for human beings. Riyas p'nei abayis, you're bringing the food in for human beings. But if you have a kind of crop that is primarily animal feed, you're not mechuyev to give trumas and maaseres. The first din, the first mission in maaseres is what kind of produce is normal to eat. Second din is the einus ha-maisrus. When does it become edible? When it becomes ripe? So the Meiri says, this din of laharim, when the Rama writes mutar laharim, that's davkin because he would say it's all the Torah's ruach ha-Torah. The Torah never was machayiv as shumas and maisrus for animal feed. The Torah was machayiv as when we sit down to eat, that we've taken care of the Shevet HaLevi. He says, however, if you have food that's already been nikva and you could be eating it, then you can't give it to the behemah. Why not? Because it's gezel shevet. Because it belongs to Levi. Or it could be part of the it could be considered as an achilas haroi, it's also been a rabbanon. But af hu reshay l'har mikan omer mar ono atzvua ve'ena me'marcha achardisha el shemit nisa l'moitzala. But that's only because you're going to end up giving to the animal. So yoytze mikol zev, you have two l'chayra, two mahalchem in the sugya. Right? In other words, question, what was the point of boy or a? What was he saying? Was some wants to needle the people of his door? What was the point of Ravina Ravashi including this sugya, boy or a? Right? Yerushalmi, it happened. So what was the point of now Rabbi Bar Bar Chana quoting Rabbi Yechon B'Shem Rabbi Eloi? Rabbi Bar Chana saying there was a story of Eloi who was told in Yerushalmi. So, L'chayra we would say, L'chayra, again, you could say it's a Musashmus. You read us a Darius. We should know. The Darius are not as good as they used to be. But the Gemara Menachos seems to say that they're pointing out that this is not a good thing to do. And there's an Easter of Zilzel HaMitzvah. And the Meiri points out that this is a very important principle. The Meiri points out that Harama is only mutter if it fits into the mahalach of the mitzvah. And we can't make up our Tamid Dekra and then impose that on the mitzvah. But if you see from the Etzem HaMitzvah that the Rebbeinu Shlom patrid something, so then one's allowed to be marim so that one doesn't end up being machayev oneself with the Torah that is atakapotim. Right? In other words, to say, let's give an example, to say that big discussion amongst the Achronim, that there's an Isur Bal Yerubayim Matzei. So what I'll do is, I'll keep all my chametz in my basement, but in order not to Yerubayim Matzei, I'll ask a goy to buy it, without moving it to the goy. Right? Or, there's a din that one has to give a bechor, avon's behema. To give a bechor is very expensive. So I'll sell the animal to a goy before the animal gives birth. Right? So that is the haroma, it works, the loophole. But Tzoruch Iyun Gadol, the Emir would say, we have some kind of indication that this fits into the mahalach of the mitzvah. The Emir says that look very carefully on that on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis there, Rabbi Baruch Hanna says, Ru'u, look at the Dervish as he reads the Dervish. You should not be doing this. And Daf Lamed Aleph, there it's Marim Odom, and the Rambam says Mutar L'Harim. Samiri explains because the Harama of Daf Lamed Aleph is Davke to provide food for the animal, and if you look through the din, the Torah was not Machayev animal feed. The Torah was Machayev if you have human food for human consumption, and you give it to your animal, you have to give it to Mr. Because it became chayv b'teres animal, b'teres human food for human beings, but the Torah never was machayv animal food. So now, if I take food and I'm feeding it to my animals, but it's going to become chayv because I'm bringing it in the way I bring in food for human consumption. There, hayram is mutter because it fits into the broader outline of the din. That's just to give you, just again, it's not the same thing, but to show how you can wrap your minds around this. It's very, when a person lends money, nowadays to another Jew, and he can't afford to lend money without getting ribbis. So we do add to riska. We make it into an investment. Right? Sometimes it's very, very real, and sometimes it's a big stretch. Right? There's no investment. The kalavar, the guy should be able to have an investment. He just needs the money to pay his bills. He's paying his yeshiva ketana bills. Say, I'm lending him money. What's he investing in? He's investing in his kid's chinuch, but he doesn't can't go public with that. He doesn't sell shares. So what's the hezbar? Does the Torah Tumim explain? Because now that money is considered to be a way in which one earns money, there used to be a time when money was only the way that you bought things. But now money is a way, is an asset per se, which can earn money. So therefore, he explains what the Rebbe Shlomo had in mind was that if a person has money sitting around, so one helps another Jew. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu was not machayiv me that if a person doesn't have has trouble, he also machayiv me to sell him. I should sell my business. Well, I'm not machayiv if I'm a painter. I'm not machayiv to give him a share of the painting business, right? If I'm a lawyer, I'm not machayiv to give him. The Torah wasn't machayiv me to take people into my business. The Torah was machayiv me to help people out. The Torah was machayiv me to support him, to give him tzedakah. So now, when I lend somebody money, I'm making a shut of my business. I get it. So if it's 5,000, 10,000, all right, then I'm helping him out with money that's sitting in the bank. But if it's money, significant amounts, which I would use to invest, so now by lending him money, I'm making him a shut of my business. So let's do this formally. Let's really make it into a common business. So the same idea, that it fits into the general contours of the Ruach HaTorah. So just to point out, that the Ramban says this in Avodah Zarah, when he explains Rabbi Shaya, V'hodika Amar Kedei Shnei Bhemta Yechel Zamarim Koy Kolem Mishem Mutar Larim Bachach Kedei Lachem Heima Avo Lachilas Adam Oser Lasayz Kain Ela Shizvosi Peturim and Amayser Leficho. And he explains, goes on to say how you can prove that Gemara that it's Oser. So our Gemara becomes a very, very important Makor in the sugya of harbomas and loopholes, right? Which is a very important thing in halacha, right? What I'm saying now is not correct. But people often think that they put prusbul in this category, and people put sometimes in miro nachri in this category incorrectly. That's the incorrect thing. People sometimes put Mechiras Chometz in this category. People put Heter Iska, Shtar Chatzi Zohar. Shtar Chatzi Zohar is. So a person writes a will, so very often he'll write his will and give equal amounts to his daughter and his son. I go to Kenegat Torah. Torah is that the boys get the Yerushim, the girls get support, the boys get the Yerushim, the Bechor gets Zavul. So already in the time of the Ravah, so the Rabbanim, the time of the Ravah said that we're going to disenfranchise our daughters if they don't get a part of the Yerushim. So they developed a Shtar Chatzi Zohar. But then the women get as much as the boys. How do they do this? So we create a debt to one's daughter. It creates a debt to one's wife. And then one writes a document that if all of the children follow the will as written, so then the debt is absolved. But if they don't follow the will, then the debt remains intact, and the property will first go to take care of the debt. So again, so all of these things are tools that we use. So whenever we have a din, an approach, which is harama, which seemingly upsets the kavana satora, so it first has to be evaluated very, very carefully, but then we have to see does this satisfy the requirements of Harav? So our sugya happens to be, it turns out to be a very important sugya in the sugyas of Haravos, right? So again, Sikam Adorim. From our first verse, we built up the Dindei Raisa. From the two exclusions, Lamnalef Lamedei, we built up the Dindei Raisa, Diga and Riespanei Bayas. And we built up the Din of what's Chayiv. And then we pointed out the Me'iri points us out, the Rav Me'iri Shemishnayas. And then we said a very important Mahalach from the Rav and Narav Chaim Kanievsky. In how Chazal understood. How did the Rambam understand this? From the Isid the Rabbanon Amachilas Kva. And then we pointed out that the Bavli walks us back. We point out the Yerushalmi points out where this comes from. The Bavli walks it back that it cannot should not be done because of Zila Vemilsa. We cannot cheapen Din Deraisa. Very important. That's one very important din in our Romans, that it shouldn't lead to a Zila Milsa. And there you understand the understanding of Chazal, because Mizmaneinu Onu, so Haroma is very often cheapened the din, right? And the people will say, oh, we'll figure it out a way. It's also do something. We'll sell it to a goy. Somehow we'll get a goy in here and we'll figure this out, right? So that's Zila Be'milsa, cheapens the whole Mahalach, right? There, when years ago, before your time, when women wanted to have a greater presence. So they said, no, Chazal, the rabbis will figure it out. They figured it out for Puzmal, they figured it out for Mechiros Chomets, they'll figure it out for us as well. So that's Zila Be'milsa. It cheapens what the halacha works. So that's what the Gemara in Menachis points out. Samuel Zaman Beis. And then the Me'iri and the Ramban point out that the Harama that's mentioned in Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph, was very, very specific. It's also to do Haramais. Maybe he says, when is the mutar to do harama? When you're sure that your harama is within the confines of the Ruach HaTorah, and you can show that the end game of your harama was to do something which the Torah really held as mutar. Right? To feed an animal without giving trumas and maaseros, the Torah really held that was mutar. Elamai, if you're going to feed an animal human food, you'll become chayv. So then, to feed an animal human food, that's where you need harama. But that was to bring us back to the din as the way Chazal understood the original din deraisa. It has to be within the ruach haTorah, as understood. Again, ruach haTorah is a very, very dangerous term, but it means it has to be within the confines of the Torah in the way that Chazal already explained it to us. Okay, ad kan. Adam in the Hechashman is a mincha now. Yeah.
Why does it feel like Hamid Akra?
What was that?
Why does it feel like Hamid
Akra? Answer number one is cause.